This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. It's Legal Tampering Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we'll be legal tampering with you until 6 o'clock. Ike, how you feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, pretty good. Coming off the weekend. Saturday was a good day for me. Yesterday, I gave it all back. I'll just leave it at that. But it is Monday. And we're 2 days away from the new NFL season beginning.
Oh, yeah.
How quickly it has come back around. Mm-hmm. Jackie Baseball, don't worry. End of the month is your time. Holla at your boy.
Twitter's still down. It was coming back for a little bit. Now it's down again.
Oh, no.
It's down again?
I mean, can Elon figure it out?
Oh, no.
On Legal Tampering Day.
Yeah, here we are. Legal Tampering Day.
It's the wrong time for this, Spike.
Yeah, it is the wrong time for it. It is a big day on the WIP Afternoon Show, as it is Legal Tampering Monday. As Ike mentioned, the NFL league year officially begins on Wednesday, and that's when teams can officially sign free agents. But you'll hear about deals all the time today because they are allowed to talk to free agents, which I don't know why today isn't the free agent day. Seems like today is the free agent day, but I am what's the word I'm looking for? Apoplectic. I am sort of frustrated with you, Ike, with everybody else. It's like everyone is so green goggled up from the Super Bowl that we don't see. All right. So Milton Williams is gone, right?
Two-time champs.
Milton Williams gone. Milton Williams signed with or is going to sign with the Carolina Panthers, it looks like. And it seems like we're going to lose Josh Sweat as well, who, by the way, were the second and third best players on our defensive line this year. And by the way, Milton Williams was ranked by most as the best defensive tackle in free agency, and Josh Sweat was ranked by most as the best edge in free agency. And they're just going to be like gone. They're just going to be gone, and we assume that everything's still going to be the same, right? Like, this was a team built on defense and the running back. Defense and the running back. The running back is coming off of 507 touches, and the defense has now probably lost Darius Slay, Isaiah Rodgers, Milton Williams, probably losing Josh Sweat, and I know what's going to happen. We're going to go bargain bin shopping to replace all these guys. We're going to go bargain bin shopping to replace Milton Williams. We're going to go bargain bin shopping to replace Josh Sweat, and we're not going to have the same defense next year, and we're going to wonder what happened, and it's because, like, I'm glad we paid Saquon, but we found $40 million extra dollars for Saquon, but we're not going to be able to find the money for Milton Williams or Josh Sweat, who were part of this number one defense. Look, Howie is a great GM, but didn't do a great job after the 2017 season, after that Super Bowl. Didn't do a great job after the 2022 season, after that Super Bowl. And here we are again, like in our own little world, making pretend everything's okay all the time as we lose talented players from the number one ranked unit in the NFL out the door, Ike. And I'm just sort of like, I'm frustrated and I'm a little bit worried about this defense for next year.
Yeah, I'm not worried just yet. It's still early. And as much as I can appreciate what Milton Williams brought to the table, what Josh Sweat brought to the table, I got to be honest with you, I don't think their play is irreplaceable. It's not like they had double-digit sacks or anything of that nature. They also benefited from the talent they were playing with. You know, and they're getting paid, and I'm sure Josh Sweat will eventually get paid. If you believe the reports out there that Milton may be getting ready to sign for $20 million a year, that's way overpriced for being here with the Eagles. And kudos to those guys. If somebody out there is willing to give you a big payday, go get it. Like, Milton Williams is probably, if he's going to sign with Carolina, he's probably going to be a three-down player in Carolina, right? So he's going to have to go down there, and he's going to be looked upon as the central figure of their defense, of the interior part of their defense. I haven't looked at Carolina's roster of late, so I don't know how much talent they have over there. So I don't know if Milton's going to be worth that amount of money to Carolina from a production standpoint. Here, he was able to play next to one of the best young players in football and benefit from that. Josh Sweat as well. Josh Sweat is somebody who's always been a hard worker, but I've never been overly impressed with Josh Sweat. Good player, solid player, but I don't know if Josh Sweat is a premier pass rusher. I don't believe him to be a premier pass rusher. And if somebody's going to pay him $20-something million dollars for eight sacks?
Well, it's eight sacks more than I see whoever's replacing him, right? Like, what
as
do we
now,
do?
Sign today?
Yes, yeah, as of today. Today. I can smell a Von Miller signing or some name of somebody.
Matthew Judon.
Bosa, whichever Bosa, which is the Bosa that's okay. Is Joey Bosa is the no?
Bosa.
Khalil Mack's the one that's going back,
yes.
Right? Joey Bosa's still a free agent.
Yeah.
I don't know. 215-592-9494. Are you starting to get a tinge of worry about the defense? Again, I remind you, we had the number one defensive tackle in free agency who is gone. We will have the number one probably edge in free agency who will likely be gone. And I don't see a path to replacing those guys. All the while, we gave, and I love Saquon, but we were able to hand 40 million. We don't have the money for Milton Williams or Josh Sweat, but we have the money for Saquon Barkley, who, by the way, was already under contract. I think there is a little bit of reason to, like, you mentioned the league year starts on Wednesday, and I'm going to request that everyone come out of the Super Bowl haze by Wednesday, because the Eagles have to be out of their Super Bowl haze by Wednesday, because the goal is to win another Super Bowl next year. So, I'm just saying this is starting off in a way that is making me nervous.
But here's what I'm saying to you. I think that this is still a Super Bowl caliber roster. Your offense is still intact. They still have opportunities to sign guys to fill holes, even if it's on a one-year sort of contract. Because here's the thing. The Eagles are an attractive destination, right? They saw what Saquon just came here and was able to do in 1 year and get to a Super Bowl, right? Zach Bond, 1 year, new contract, Super Bowl champion. Hell, Isaiah Rodgers was suspended 2 years ago. He misses an entire year. Comes back as a role player, you know, played a few games, gets a 2-year contract with Minnesota and a Super Bowl ring.
Bet on himself, yep.
He hopefully he didn't literally do that, but yes, he did. He bet on himself. He couldn't wait to get that in there. Yeah.
I'm sure we've made that joking before, by the way, but it's been a while, and it's a good one.
It lands a lot differently today.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm completely with you on that. I say that to say, When this dust settles, to me, we got to get Mekhi Becton back here. And it looks like the Eagles are going to let him see what the market is out there for himself. And maybe it's not as plentiful as he hopes it'll be. And maybe he decides to come back here on a 2 or 3 year deal that's affordable for the Eagles, because I believe he really wants to be here. So I look at the defense and I say, okay, where are we going to have to plug in at? All right, you need an edge rusher. You're going to need an edge rusher. Well, if I add a Joey Bosa or Matthew Judon or someone of that ilk to this defensive line, can I not feel positive about that? Like, there's enough other good defensive players here. I don't know how much our defense is going to suffer by not having Milton Williams and Josh Sweat.
Well,
that's really the point that I'm making.
215-592-9494. Are you starting to get worried? Here's the only thing I'll say with the defensive line is we can say they were able to play with other talented people, but if all of those other talented people are gone, like they're part of it too. Jalen Carter is really, really talented.
Sure.
But it's not like Josh Sweat and Milton Williams were part of that talent, right? I mean,
they
were part of the reason that, and who's to say that they didn't have some effect? Jalen Carter's a beast, obviously, but didn't have some effect on his success as well. So it's not like one. I think I could make a case that Mekhi Becton was as much a factor of being on a unit with a bunch of talent as either of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's a very talented offensive line.
Sure. Right.
So,
Breaking. Here we go.
All right.
The Patriots are the ones that signed Milton Williams.
So after
the Panthers.
Really?
Yep. So according to Rap Sheet and Mike Garofalo.
Crap Sheet, you mean?
Crap Sheet, yes. Yep. It looks like Milton Williams will be going to New England.
I don't like this at all. Because they're going to wind up with A.J. Brown somehow. Like,
they're not going to wind up with A.J. Brown.
I don't like this at all. Yes. The Super Bowl, the hangover has worn off on me. We do have a next question, so we can have a little bit of fun today while I'm being miserable. So it is Sharon Stone's birthday, Ike. She is 67 years old.
Sharon Stone still look good, 67.
I haven't seen any pictures. I would imagine she does. And she is part of one of the most famous scenes in movie history, the scene from Basic Instinct. You know this scene.
Oh, boy, don't we.
Jack, do you know the scene? Well, you've never used
it. I actually do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to forget that scene.
Have you seen Basic Instinct?
I have. I don't know why.
Wow, that is stunning.
I'm actually shocked you've seen Basic Instinct.
I think I had to watch it for movie appreciation in college. And I feel like maybe the professors wanted to watch
it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that the professor might have been a creep.
The professor wanted to watch it.
In any case, for next question today, we'll take your sports point, but we want to know, give us a great legendary movie scene. Jack, do you want to start us off? Give us a movie scene.
Yeah, and this one is
so
for,
many.
There's just so many big answers out there.
Come on, what's the biggest one?
Yeah! Who can forget in Lord of the Rings, Twin Towers?
Oh my God,
we're doing this. Seriously. Thing
when
again.
The light opens and Gandalf and his cavalry comes flying down the
cavalry.
Hill. Cavalry. No, I disagree. I think it's cavalry.
No, it's cavalry.
It's cavalry.
Yeah, either way, everyone gets the point. They come parading down the hill and they get in a huge battle to finish out the Twin Towers.
Was there a dragon in that scene?
There at one point, yeah.
Okay. All right. Ike, you want to give us
that is terrible.
You want to get that,
that
horrible.
Is terrible, yes.
You want to give us a great scene?
Yes.
All right.
So many great scenes.
Could you pick one that one
so
of,
many great scenes
that I hopefully that I've
oh,
seen.
Oh, I know both of you have seen this
okay.
scene.
Okay. All right.
We got to go with Alonzo Harris, man. You know who that is?
From Friday?
No. That's Denzel from Training Day.
Oh, which
Alonzo.
Scene?
Oh, come on, man.
Okay.
King Kong ain't
oh,
got
okay.
leap
right.
on me.
All right, all right. That's a great one.
That's my scene right
that's
there.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's
my
a scene.
Great, that's a great one.
So many great movie scenes. That's the one that sticks out in my head. Denzel, Training Day.
So me.
I'm putting cases on all you.
You came really close there.
Yeah, mother, yeah.
Yeah. So for my scene, I'm a horror movie guy. And this is the movie I saw more times in the theater than any movie I've ever seen. And that movie is Scream. And it is the opening sequence in Scream with Drew Barrymore, where she gets the call and you hear, "Are you alone in the house?"
Yeah.
And she ends up hanging dead on the friggin' tree outside. But the what I thought was awesome about that scene is you saw Drew Barrymore in the trailers. And this is pre-internet, right?
Yeah.
You didn't know.
That was it.
That Drew Barrymore would be in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and that was it. And Scream, one of my all-time favorite movies, but that is my favorite. The opening scene in Scream.
Scream is great.
Yeah.
Scream 2 wasn't bad. I was out after that.
I think they're up to 7?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scream 2 wasn't too bad. But
no, Scream 2 was good.
Yeah. It was worthy of seeing, but Scream 1, I loved the first one.
All right. Talking about, it is legal tampering day on the WIP Afternoon Show and in the NFL. I'm starting to get a little bit worried about all the talent we're losing on defense. 215-592-9494. And for next question, give us a great legendary scene in a movie. It's Sharon Stone's birthday. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, you could tell Spike. I don't know what you did. Wasn't you the manager
Wasn't you the, I mean, you said it 100 times. Wasn't you the brand manager at WIP?
He tells us every day.
Wait
he
a minute.
Used to run
I got bullied out of talking about that. And yes, I was.
Well, we need to bring it back today because speaking of bullying, Sniffles Lakin, I mean, get the Clearwater flu.
Sniffles Lakin.
Yeah, the guy takes a trip. It's like, oh, he was in Clearwater yesterday. He's not able to come to work today. It's weird how that happens. But yes, I was the manager here, Corey.
All right, so when you're the manager of a great program, of a great organization, you lose people, right?
Not me.
So if you're good, if your job, now you lose some people.
I didn't lose anybody.
I mean, some people left. I mean, I don't know if it's because of you, but people left. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Carlin left. Yeah.
Okay.
See how that worked out for him.
You know what I'm saying? So people leave, and you gotta replace them. When you're good at your job, you gotta replace them.
Okay.
See, I see Milton Williams. The Patriots just paid this dude $26 million, right? $26 million. Now we all saw Milton Williams play. He a good player and all that. Do you think he worth $26 million?
I have no idea.
Well, he's not worth $26 million a year.
Well, we can say that, but then also we just gave was Saquon worth $40 extra million when you had him
right
under contract?
Worth 50
anyway?
Extra damn million. Right, he was.
You just told me he was the only reason why we won the Super Bowl
last year. Do you want to go back in time and win the Super Bowl again last year, or do you want to win the Super Bowl next year?
Okay, but what I'm saying is, Milton Williams played a role on the team. Like, the guys on the team, your main guys are here. You got to fill in the whole, like, Milton Williams role. He's going. They're paying Milton Williams to go to the Patriots to be Jalen Carter. That's what they pay.
Right.
Okay. So our main guys are here. Who do you think? Who do you think that edge rusher who played the most snaps on the Philadelphia Eagles was last year?
Sweat.
Okay, and he's going to be gone too.
But okay, he could be. But what I'm saying is, I'm not. I'm just saying he ain't signed nowhere yet. You told me Josh Sweat was so coveted. I mean, where he at? Like we'll see. We'll see once the dust settles. When the ink dry on the paper, we'll see where he go. I'll say this. I believe that we can replace these guys and with the production that they brought to us. The offense is pretty much intact. We know that. So we're looking at the defensive side of the football. Darius Slay, he's still out there. I mean, everybody say he's great. Ain't nobody signed him yet. Okay, so Isaiah Rodgers left. You know, the starting
Slay might be coming back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That'll be a good show, too.
Mike, we got to see that. Also, Joey Bosa, he a great guy, but I don't know if we want him here. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I'm a Buckeye, but I'm big on culture fits, and I don't know if he will fit the culture of our locker room. He kind of gives me Jason Babin vibes. You know what I'm saying?
It feels like, Corey, do you not want another white guy here? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm all for the exciting whites, but I'm a Buckeye, and I'm giving you insider information.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He has some other things going on that he doesn't feel like it may not necessarily jive here.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know if it would just vibe with a city like Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's going to vibe with a city like that's all I'm saying, you know. But, you know, and there's some other guys out there. You know, Draymond Jones, he got cut, defensive tackle, you know. He got drafted by Vic Fangio. Clint Hurt was his
See out there in Seattle, yep.
Yep, so it's like we still got some guys. It's 2 hours in. We 2 hours in. Come on now.
Spike. Have some faith.
We ain't going to do that yet.
Somebody has to watch the store while you guys are still out partying on the friggin' parade that ended a month ago.
Our best additions last year came later in free agency. I mean, I know we got Saquon on day one, but we also got Bryce Huff. But if you look at it, CJ, GJ, I think came later in the week.
Zach Bond definitely. Well, he came, and we didn't even know he came here yet. Yeah, right. We didn't even know he was here.
So, you know, let Howie cook. You know what I'm saying?
Let him cook.
That's all. You know, he got some cook up in the pot.
Well,
you know,
I hope it's not like how he cooked after 2017 and 2022.
But 2017, that's different. 2017, a lot of those guys was older, and he ain't have the same core like we got now. Like, you ain't have the – You ain't had to do like you ain't had no AJ and Devontae and Saquon on that team. So, hey man, but I gotta put this out there.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all saw the dinner. Y'all saw the dinner picture. You know.
I thought of you as soon as I saw that picture. I thought of you.
All I know is I saw the picture. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I put that out there.
What picture are you talking about?
The one with Jordan and QB1, you know what I'm talking about.
Do you think Jalen won that in a charity auction or something? Do you think?
I think Jordan was like, I need you to continue to show me how you're being so great. Because, you know, me, I'm not doing as great in my second part of life. You know, I failed with the Charlotte Hornets, and I'm trying to continue to be great. So I'm trying to pick your brain.
Can I tell you something, Corey?
You know, Mike worth about $3.5 billion.
Yeah, he sold that team for five times what he bought.
Yeah. He failed.
Corey, give us a great movie scene.
I like always took mine. That's the one I was gonna pick.
Okay.
But I give y'all Shawshank Redemption. You know when the dude like crawled through and he finally made it out, put his hand in
the dude, Andy Dufresne, man. Come on.
Wow, look at you coming up with a name.
Come on, man. Shawshank. That's one of the greatest movies ever.
But yeah, I give y'all that scene.
All right,
brother.
I'll holler at y'all.
All right, Corey. Mm-hmm. You wanna know the truth?
Yeah.
Never seen
Shawshank?
Never saw it.
Oh, my God.
Never saw it. Yeah.
Well, I guess I haven't seen John Wick, which is more.
Oh, I thought you were going to watch it this weekend.
No, I didn't get to it.
Okay.
Don't worry. Believe me, that just means it's on the list get to. Yes. Yeah.
Shawshank, more legendary than John Wick, but John Wick is pretty out there.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say, Fritzy?
You've gone too far with the, you know, I don't watch anything that everyone else watched.
It's just
mentality. Yeah, a little bit.
No, it's not that I won't. I just didn't watch it.
You know what? I didn't catch that. You might be right, Fritzy.
Yeah, there's something.
There's a lot of, everybody else watches it, so I'm not watching it.
Well, that happens.
Well, hold on. We all have that trait, by the way. You know, we're natural contrarians.
Yes, yeah. We got to be talked into watching it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the movies that everybody's seen.
You've seen Breaking Bad.
I've seen Breaking Bad.
You're in on that.
I've seen Forrest Gump.
You haven't seen The Godfather.
I have not seen The Godfather.
He doesn't like mob movies.
I don't. They're too fake.
Yep.
but I have seen Goodfellas, and I did enjoy Goodfellas.
Okay.
But The Godfather, no interest. I just no interest.
Come on, man.
No interest. I don't know what to tell you.
One and two, man. It's pretty good.
I just haven't seen it. All right. Coming up next, we will update you on a bunch of different players who
$26 million a year?
For
Newton.
What's the number? What's the overall number? What's the guaranteed number?
So it's not all out. It's just the first reports we saw were $26 million a year.
Okay. So there's no way. My guess is, I wonder what's guaranteed. You got to look at the guaranteed money.
Oh, he got 70-something guaranteed.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Because if it's 26, that has to be a five-year deal. Four or five-year deal. So it's $100 million. Maybe 60, at least 60.
I was thinking 50 or 60.
Okay, at least I'm going to go 60-something.
So if it's 60, maybe that makes it a three-year deal, a $20 million. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see when the numbers come out. So coming in next, we will give you...
I came in wrong at the wrong time.
For sure. We'll give you an updated list of some targets that we had thought about for the Eagles on defense who are gone. And there are a bunch of them. One of them is... We actually yelled at the Super Bowl radio row, and he, as it turns out, not a future Eagle, as we said to him.
So liar.
Future Eagle, current liar. So we will give you all of that update next. This is the legal tampering day on the WIP Afternoon Show as NFL free agency opens officially on Wednesday, but sort of officially opens today. Isaiah Rodgers gone as well. Milton Williams gone. He's starting to get a little bit nervous about the personnel on the Eagles defense. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Not long ago, before I really knew. Spanish fight shirt. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why.
Now this is the Nick music.
Yeah.
Not Howie music.
No.
Does Howie have music?
Yeah, I don't know what Howie's song was in.
Yeah. How about I Want Your Sex?
Huh?
Because of his sex quote? What is that? Is that that's Wham? Is that I Want Your Sex, Wham, George Michael?
We're obviously trying to forget, he said.
Oh, no, I'm never forgetting it. Howie, when you're on the show in August or whatever, just like I asked you about the Big Pimpin' thing, I'm asking you about the sex quote. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com on Legal Tampering Day. Here is the question, Ike. Is the potential loss of Josh Sweat and Milton Williams a big deal? Yes or no? That is the Twitter question. What do you think the response is so far?
No.
What do you think the percentages are?
Let's go 65%.
53% no.
Oh, 50-50.
Pretty split.
Yeah.
Pretty split. I think we've been sort of shooing it away like no big deal with no, it's not like there are players behind them that we feel super confident in taking their place. You know, Milton Williams would be a guy who, if we were losing a star defensive tackle or something, somebody would go, oh, don't worry, we have Milton Williams. He can just play more next year. But I don't think any of us believe, as much as we liked Jalix Hunt last year, that Jalix Hunt is in position to be a starting edge on the Eagles, getting 70% of the snaps like Josh Sweat did.
Well, people forget, though, that Moro Ojomo had 6 sacks last year.
So it
makes the loss of Milton Williams that much easier.
Don't you mean 6 tackles?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There we go. News. Keep it coming.
Now, according to Jordan Schultz, who was wrong earlier about Milton Williams.
Stuff happens.
Well, but so is Shefty.
Yeah, stuff happens.
All right, listen, I'm just putting stuff out there.
Okay. Jordan Schultz is a Fox, right?
Yes. Darius Slay is signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow. There you go. That's an interesting
Steelers
one.
It is an interesting one. I thought he might be coming back.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
How about that? So
Slay to the Steelers.
Well, Kelee Ringo, it is your time, buddy, with Isaiah Rodgers gone and Darius Slay gone as well. So there were some, you know, when we were talking about replacing Josh Sweat, we had some big names in our mind. The first one gone was Myles Garrett. That happened over the weekend, who amazingly demanded a trade and then somehow signed a contract with that team with a no-trade clause and got $40 million a year. Are you surprised, Ike, that edge rushers are getting that kind of number, the $40 million a year, and Max Crosby at $33 million a year? Is that surprising to you, those numbers? No.
No.
You think they affect the game in the way that, you know?
The great ones do.
Yeah.
Those two do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Josh Sweat doesn't.
Well, I agree with you on that. Yeah. I'm not paying Joshua $40 million a year.
So, like, those guys do. And we always knew that was the type of number that Myles Garrett was going to get. That's what scared a lot of people off from the Eagles' perspective of why you didn't want to trade for him, because you're giving up draft capital and that size of a contract.
You know what also makes me wonder? If people were actually willing to give up the draft capital that we were all talking about.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if the Browns were in position to get 2 or 3 first-round picks,
if they would have done it.
We were saying on Friday, the number of teams that can give up the draft capital who are in position to win and also have the salary cap room to make that happen, that's a small number of teams who could even do it, much less be willing to do it. So maybe that wasn't available for them, and that made signing him to that big number even more such like a no-brainer.
Yeah. It was almost like, well, he's our problem. I believe he went out there looking for a trade. The Browns didn't officially give him permission like some of these other teams have done with their players.
Like Hendrickson.
But he was doing it so openly. They obviously knew he wanted to be traded. And so when teams may have called the Browns to find out what it would take and what they were asking for, nobody could afford it.
Yeah.
No one could afford it. So the Browns are looking at it like, well, if he's going to be here, we may as well make him happy that he's here. So give me more money. The Browns have nothing else.
Right.
He's the best defensive player they've had in their franchise's history. So it was almost like they almost had no choice, especially if, like you said, if they couldn't get the trade value that they wanted for him.
So Harold Landry goes to the Patriots. That was a guy that you had.
Yeah,
had,
I liked him.
Had
I'd say the Patriots loading up.
Yeah, now Landry was on the Titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots are loading up.
Loading up.
And it looks like Drake May is good. Actually, if they
get
a real
weapons.
Wide receiver
in
there,
some weapons over there.
Hassan Reddick, not like we talked about him, but we could have. Hassan Reddick ends up with the Bucks on a one-year deal for $14 million. And Khalil Mack, one of two names that Elliot told us to watch out for, was Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari from the Giants. Khalil Mack goes back to the Chargers. So all of those edge guys gone. What's that,
This
Jeff?
Show is on Azeez watch now, by the way, with Elliot.
Yes.
We got to see if he can get one right.
Well, it could be big for him. He gets Azeez. Because he was the first one I heard bring up Ojulari.
I bring up players all the time.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm just saying, I bring up players all the time.
Well, can you bring up a name right now? You got a name?
No.
All right, cool. we're always watching Elliot.
You brought up Harold Landry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He went to the Patriots. He went to the Patriots.
All right, legal.
I told you I've already put my vote in for Elliot to win anyway.
Yes,
you recuse yourself.
Yes. And then when we start to give Elliot credit, that's when you start pushing back.
I got to challenge you every time. Got to.
Already putting you in the lead for inside of the year in 2026.
2026.
When Mekhi Becton's playing right tackle.
If he's still here.
If he's still here. Which is
hold on, do I get credit for that?
If Becton's back?
Yeah.
Well, you are the Becton insider by this point.
I should get credit for that.
Are you saying he'll be back?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should see his face.
Yeah, I'm saying he'll be back. Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, there's a difference between want to be back and will be. That's
sure.
all I'm saying.
I feel you. Right. I feel you. You want to pin me down.
All right.
Pause.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right. So it's legal tampering day on the WIP afternoon show.
Play to the Steelers, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried. So far we've lost Milton Williams. We've lost Milton Williams, Darius Slay, Isaiah Rogers, and it seems like we'll probably lose Josh Sweat. Though
Josh Sweat's a bum now, by the way. I don't know if
is that what it is on Twitter?
Yeah, now he stinks.
Unless we re-sign him,
and then he's a great deal.
Yes,
and that has happened before.
Yes,
it happened with Slay the last time.
It
happens all the time. I remember when it happened with who was the running back that we had for 1 minute or 1 day. And then didn't
Frank
actually
Gore?
Frank Gore. Frank Gore. That was the one. Yeah. 215-592-9494. You're starting to get a little bit worried about the Eagles defense losing all these players. John and Exton, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
What's up, dude?
I would ask you how you're doing, but I know your rules. So
yes.
Mike, how you doing, brother?
Well,
what's up, John?
Rules are for all of us, but it's okay. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm getting a little worried. Are you guys thinking this is setting up as Becton's going to be coming back? Because if we lose him as well, I think this is a total flop in what we're doing. Offensive line, we always build our team on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate to see him go. If that happens, then I think – I don't know what Howie has in his back pocket to make this a successful offseason. So your thoughts on that?
This is one of those things where you almost have to wait and see what they do. We can throw out names, but I don't think we gave the Eagles or Howie high grades for getting Bryce Huff last year, for getting Devin White last year. Both of them stunk. One of them got cut 3 games into the season. The other one I haven't seen since the 3rd week of the season. Right? So, I mean, like, and by the way, a lot of people last year said, why would you go get a running back? Running backs don't win championships. Why would you pay a guy who's been injured halfway throughout his career? You know what I'm saying? So, like, at this point last year, people were high on Howie's signings for the wrong reasons, and they didn't turn out to be the right things. So you almost have to wait, John, to see exactly who they sign so I can at least have an idea of what they're or how can judge his offseason so far. As of right now, Saquon is happy. They didn't have to do that, but they did it. And it does mean something to have your best player feel appreciated about being here. And then they brought back Zach Bond. We all agree Zach Bond was the number one free agent they had to bring back. They got his deal done. And that's a position that they don't usually pay. Right? So that's I think that's a positive.
I 100% agree with that. I was all about Bond.
Okay.
I was about the Bees, man. Bond and Becton.
I'm with you on Becton.
Like,
I'm with you on Becton, but I don't know what somebody else is willing to offer Becton.
Well, the other thing, too, for us is if I had a better handle on the cap, I could.
Well, that's the other thing.
Well, yeah. It's so confusing because you could say, like, well, I wouldn't pay him this. The question for me always with I wouldn't pay him is, does it affect me signing other players? And what we always are told is the Eagles can figure it out signing other players. Mm-hmm. So the money, it's not my money. So if it only costs money and doesn't cost room in the cap or whatever, that's the confusing part, is are they limited from a cap perspective and how much are they limited from a cap perspective? John, why don't you give us, for next question today, Sharon Stone's birthday, why don't you give us a legendary scene in a movie?
All right. So I'm going to go with The Usual Suspects.
Ooh.
The moment when you realize, what is it, Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze the whole time, and his limp goes away, and he starts walking normal, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another good scene. You ever seen Usual Suspects?
Never saw it.
Oh, wow. That's a good movie. You ought to check it out.
Yeah, that one's been recommended a bunch of times.
And he's talking about the scene where, well, it's 20 years old. So
yeah, you spoiled it, but there's a rule, you know.
They got him at the police station, and they're interrogating him, and he's trying to give this story about the robbery and everything else. He's given all the details, but he's given the details using different props in the room. So he's in the room, and he can look around this interrogation room or the detective's office. He's naming stuff that's on the coffee mug, something that's tacked up on a wall. So he's putting his story together by using different things in the office, and that's how he tells the whole story.
And the story's made up.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because he's the actual person that they're looking for.
So now I don't
Virgil
have to
Kemp.
It.
Virgil Kemp. He was really Kaiser Soze.
Now I don't have to. Speaking of ruining movies, there was one. When I first started dating my wife, we watched, what's the movie with Leo where he's really in the insane asylum and doesn't know it?
Oh, Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
Never seen it.
So it's a good flick.
Yeah.
And I think it was 20 minutes into the movie, she turns, she goes, oh, it's him. He's in the hospital. And I looked at her.
You're
and
like,
I
said, what the hell?
What are you doing? Right. And she said, I'm sorry, did you not know? I was like, Val, it's 20 minutes into the movie. No one's supposed to know at this point.
She's already figured out the movie.
Yes, that's what she does. She tries to figure it out, and she never shuts up during the movie. So now I've just learned to – now I just don't answer her anymore. She keeps going, but it stops them from being ruined that way.
Justin Fields to the Jets.
2 years, $40 million, it looks like.
30 guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm not a – they had to do something at quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought they might sign Darnold. Now, Darnold went to Seattle.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been interesting if he went back to the Jets. I don't know. Justin Fields, he won, what was he? I think he was 4-2 when he started. I think he started 6 games for the Steelers last year. It was 4-2 or started 7 games. I don't know. He is one guy who runs really, really well and hasn't been a great thrower of the football. Mm-hmm. I just assume everybody with the Jets will fail.
Of course they will.
Yeah, it just seems like a place where everybody's going to fail.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of high hopes.
It's like being a quarterback in Chicago.
Yes.
They all fail.
Every one of them.
Yep.
It's not like, I'm sure somebody could make it work with Justin Fields. I can promise you it's not going to be the Jets.
And Tom Pelissero said they slay things not done yet, but there's mutual interest.
Oh, so it's not done.
They're in talks on a potential.
Wow, is Jordan Schultz, did he just blow it again?
Well, we'll see.
All right.
Maybe he's early.
All right.
Somebody's shooting him that stuff.
Yes.
That's usually what happens.
What's an agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, an agent telling him, oh, we have this, or we're trying to get this done. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're using Jordan Schultz.
Using Jordan Schultz. Yeah.
Well, because what happens is you put that out there, then maybe somebody another team
calls.
Jumps in. Yeah.
Jordan,
one of the
come
Eagles
on.
Jump back in there.
On, I don't even remember who we were talking about. On Slay.
Yeah.
How much was it? $6 million? Did they say how much it was? They
didn't say. No money out on Slay.
They didn't say. All right. 215-592-9494. Ken in Lancaster, you're on WIP.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
So, long-time listener, first-time caller, and Spike, I love you, buddy, but you got to calm down, baby. Just calm down a little bit.
Calm down, Spike.
We're less than 3 hours into the legal tampering period, and you act like they went 0-17 and they'll never make the playoffs again.
Not what I'm saying. Yep. Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we had the team, without that defense, doesn't go, what did we go, 14-3 last year? Doesn't go 14-3, doesn't win the Super Bowl, and we're probably losing our two best defensive linemen, our number two corner, who started the year basically as the number one corner, his direct backup, Isaiah Rogers, just like, I don't know, just a little bit worried that four of the main players on the Eagles defense are gone, and we don't have cap space to get anybody big in there. Just a little worried about it, a little worried.
I don't know that anybody understands the cap, maybe besides Elliott, but...
He doesn't
well,
understand.
He doesn't understand it either.
No. Let's not give him
0% chance.
0%.
Listen, any good team, like the lost coaches, is going to lose good players.
Yep.
Mike knows this far better than we ever will, having played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, for the most part, replaceable. You're going to find replacements, hopefully good value replacements for those guys that have left. So, again, I'll just say to you, long-time listener, love you guys, but... You got to calm down a little bit, buddy. It's only three hours into legal tampering period. We got plenty of time. We got the draft coming up. There'll be guys released who are first teamers, et cetera. So we will be fine.
Hmm. All right, unless we're not.
but again, that's the unknown, right? We didn't know we were going to win the Super Bowl until we won it, right? We signed Barkley with the hopes that he would be the guy we needed him to be, and he was more than anyone. Could have ever expected.
We signed Barkley hoping he could play 13 games, 13
exactly.
or 14 games.
And for the most part, had he played that 17th game, he may have won the MVP. So again, you go into the season, everybody has a chance to win, but then it plays itself out. So again, the fan, you know, your worries are warranted at times, but let's still enjoy Super Bowl hangover a little bit.
Oh, no.
Look, I'm with you, Ken.
Let's put it there. Ken, you can enjoy the hangover, but as I said, somebody's got to be watching the store while you're on your cigarette break or whatever. And I'm watching the store, and I see, you know what I see? I see people, you know, shoplifting here, shoplifting there. There's a lot of shrink while you're taking your cigarette break. You want to give us a legendary movie scene, Ken, for next question?
I'm always watching the store.
All right.
As far as the great scene, the guy before me stole mine, but I'm going to hit you guys with a more lighthearted one. And I would believe, if you've seen this movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Is Off.
Of course.
The parade scene.
Oh, come on.
He starts singing Twist and Shout.
Oh, that is legendary.
That's a legendary scene.
Tell me you don't.
Of course. Yep, of course.
Exactly. So I don't know if Jack's seen that movie, but great movie.
Oh, yeah, great movie. Yeah, that movie stood the test of time, I think.
Yeah, it was a smidge overrated.
What?
Nah. Yeah, well, listen, I grew up
I still watch it, right? It's a click and stick. If it was on right now, I'd still watch it.
Again, I grew up in the golden age of comedy movies, so it's tough to go back and watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off and think it like holds up with some of the greats in the 2000s.
Yeah, well,
that's not, come on, with golden age of comedy.
That's the golden age of comedy, is the early to middle 2000s.
There's a lot of overrated movies. Like, Hangover is overrated.
No, it's not.
It's a little
Which
overrated.
Is better, Ferris Bueller's Day Off or Hangover?
Hangover.
Ferris Bueller. Hangover.
Ferris Bueller is. Twitter poll. Put it up there, Jack. And you know what the first response is going to be? On the first day of legal tampering. You can't win. I'm overreacting the first 3 hours. Then talk about something else. Can't talk about that either.
Slow news day.
Why don't you talk about our defense falling apart?
No, you're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
Just say they won the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
Slow news day.
Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
Yeah. What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Hey, man. Oh, let me say this first. On the first day of free agency, y'all going to talk about... Stop. I'm saying Ike and Jack, because y'all been here a couple years. This is like, I say this every year, and I'm just replaced in Spike with John.
With John.
Oh, hey.
I mean, I'm replacing John with Spike.
Okay.
But, like I say that every time, it's early, and what the other dude said. For one, we got the number one dude we re-signed this year. Everybody was like, he a bum. I can't believe that Vic Fangio won't start him at the beginning of the year. Remember when everything was coming out in training camp? Oh, he's going. Zach Bond going to start. Everybody was like, is he crazy? Who's his backup dude or whatever? I remember that.
Yep.
You just don't know. And he was playing the long game, man. They trying to get those comp picks and everything because they know they can't sign everybody. And Spike,
I know you just misspoke, but we did not just lose our two best linemen because neither one of them is better than Jalen Carter.
No, I meant I said two of our best linemen. So I, when I say it,
my bad. No, my bad. It's cool. But the other thing is, like, yo, it's going to be diamonds in the rough. Like, think about it. I remember. I always wanted A.J. Brown, and when they was different, I would love to get A.J. Brown. I ain't never think he would have been available when we got him from the Titans. You just don't be knowing. I'm telling you, Patriots, they building something up there. They got Landry, Milt Williams, and they signed the boy Carlton Davis. Their little defense is going to be all right. Because you know their coach know how to coach defense.
He absolutely so, does. Yeah. Yeah,
they'll be all right. I like what they've been doing.
If they can get May one serious weapon on that,
they don't need more than one.
Well, they're going from zero. So if they can go from zero to one,
a running back, tight end, a wide receiver, two wide receivers.
They just start with one. Start with one. Yeah, Ike, you want to give us a legendary movie scene?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna just go with the classic. I'm going to go with my man Tony Montana with Smith and the Coke. And
he
has a machine gun.
Yeah.
That's the basis of almost every rap song. Yeah. They base it off of that. So I'm just saying, legendary, at least with the delegation.
No, that's a classic.
Yeah, Scarface.
And sorry, the delegation.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Scarface off. That's a great scene as well.
Yeah, great scene.
A lot of great movie scenes we're finding out. How
that's
about
what I'm saying,
that?
It's a lot of great movie scenes.
Oh, come on. Could do this all day. Can't wait till Yoshi calls. Find out which movie scene he's thinking about. Might have to do a whole segment on you. Might have to do that podcast version. So we, coming up next, we will have Elliot Shore Parks in with any sort of new Eagles rumors. He did mention Khalil Mack as a name. Have we seen money on Khalil Mack? I didn't see that on the Khalil Mack.
One year, $18 million.
Okay, all right.
One year, $18 million.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
And you know,
that's like the low end.
Yes. And the other thing,
$18 million?
The other thing that we can talk to Elliot about is Elliot was pretty high on Isaiah Rodgers coming back, mm-hmm. who is gone now for 2 years, $14 million. Mm-hmm. So
the youth movement on defense.
Yeah. Well, who's the...
Well, Keeley's going to be...
Keeley Ringo, yeah. If it is the way it is, right. So Elliot will join us next. Your calls as well. You're getting a little bit worried about that defense on the first day of legal tampering in the NFL here on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.